Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have a line of callers here today, so we're going to get to you in a moment, but everybody in the queue will get a reading. Please hold your place in line because it helps to keep the order nice and tidy for me. So for those who haven't called in, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And you may join us on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under the Blog Talk Radio profile. And as many of you know, we've mentioned this several times before, our annual membership just came due, so we were billed. Unfortunately, Neil is has applied the Dollar Tree on the corner to help cover those expenses because it is $400 a year, and I'll be walking Beach Boulevard. So that up, ladies and gentlemen, find out what that means.
and now it's $1.25.
Oh, it's the $1.25 store. They didn't change knives. You know, they said, I gotta tell you, they said we would never raise prices above a dollar because three is about bargain. It's about getting people a fair price. I mean, it's actually a lot of times, even if it's it was a dollar, there are many items that are overpriced for dollars there. So you do have to be careful about what you buy. But they swore never that they would never raise the prices beyond a dollar. And lo and behold, it's $1.25 at Dollar Tree.
Well, I'm sure George Washington told a lie too.
I guess so. Well, many corporations are telling lies this season. Natural gas prices, I might add, are at a low right now, despite what they're passing on to the consumer. They're the lowest they've been for quite a while.
Good news. Well, we do.
Bad news
we,
for
we do appreciate
though.
Donations. If you can't afford it, anything helps us out to put on these shows, which of course are free, but we are here nonetheless. So we've got a line of callers.
We do. Right? Yeah, we got to get to our callers. Okay. Bringing on area code 703. I believe this is this Andrea?
Yes. It is.
Hey. Okay, let me see
how
if
are
I
you?
Remember. We're doing okay. And 1-17-63, is that right?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, wow. 1963. Okay. We know a few people born on that date, actually, other than yourself.
Harvey, Betty White was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some non-famous people.
Yeah,
the stars.
Two other friends from high school had the same birthday as me. So, yeah, I met a lot of people who have the same birthday as me. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's a karmic connection for sure. So,
yeah.
What's new, Andrea?
As far as I know, the girl is coming back February 9th for the job, and then my contract goes till March 3rd, and then I'm back to look for another job.
Okay.
And then I'm leaving on a cruise on Saturday for my birthday, and then I also auditioned again for America's Got Talent. So there's a lot going on. So I don't know. We'll have to see what the universe just brings me.
So when did you audition for America's Got Talent already?
Yeah. Zoom. They didn't have any live in-person ones, so it was just via Zoom. And as a producer, I've never seen before, so that was a good thing. So I'm hoping this person really liked me because trying.
When you're cutting out, we're missing every fourth word.
Oh, it must be the hallway. I'm in the hallway of the office. I saw a producer for AGT that I've never seen before. So hopefully this person will like what I've done because I just keep trying. Who knows? I don't know.
And when was the audition?
I think December it was. Yeah, like the third week of December, I think. I can't remember exactly.
Third week of December.
Yeah,
so it hasn't
like
been that long, but I mean, with the holidays, you know, there may be some delay in the decision, but I would imagine generally they get back to people pretty quickly about casting. Do you have any idea? I mean, in the past, when you've been notified, how long has it been? A month or 2 months?
They only notify you if you're moving on, and they won't tell people until like the end of February-ish. They have to go through all the auditions first, and they have two more in January. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, they're not done with the auditions yet.
Okay. You know, she does.
Yeah.
It's a music. Yeah. Yes, all. Okay. So today, yes, all. That's a 1, 1, 3, 5. Today, what's your question, Andrea?
So do you see me getting a job or staying here? Because, you know, come end of February, I'll be back in the same boat.
This is maternity leave that this woman is on?
Yes.
I think, I mean, my hunch is that she's going to come back and you're going to be looking for other work.
Yeah.
Right now, that's what I think.
Yeah.
You may have a different opinion. That's just my vibe that I'm getting, that you're going to have to look for another job.
What kind of work are you doing now?
You're doing, like, what did you call it, paper pushing?
No, I'm doing admin work for a real estate office, and the lady who hired me just got laid off last week, so they laid off a bunch of people. I mean, I've been applying, but nothing has really come through yet. I know it's the beginning of the year, so hopefully some people will be hiring. So,
well, we're kind of in the same vein as what you used to do, because it was like administrative work where you get, paperwork, office work, that kind of thing. So,
right.
And you're laying people off at the office, and then you're waiting on a person to come back from maternity leave, but they're already letting other people go that have been there much longer than yourself.
Yeah, she was the manager of all the admins, and she got laid off last Thursday.
Well, you know, you're coming up on being 60 years old, and your journey in life suggests, because of the 63 being a 9, okay, and you have a 7-1-1 on the other side, that adds up to 9. Your journey suggests that you're able to overcome the odds, and you keep moving forward. So on that level alone, it's more than likely you'll be boosted up to the next stage of the competition. Because there's more than likely.
You mean in the job?
In the American
Talent. America's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So she's, okay.
So
what's the job she's asking about too?
We'll get that in a second. And other callers, hold in. We'll get to you. We don't spend more than 5 to 8 minutes on a reading.
No, we have to divide it into three. So we can spend 20.
Well, Andrea, the other thing you've got going for you is that your first and last numbers are 1 and 3. That's a 13-4. Your 7 and 6 adds up to 13 in your year. That's another 4. Those 2 4s are 8. That means that in your longevity of life, you have this money factor going on with some attitudes of fame. If you're going to be doing signing on a television show, there's some kind of contribution you're making in doing that. So not only for the deaf community, but for the artists at large, and just for the exposure of making people aware of the art of signing and things like this. So you're sort of involved in a journey wherein you enhance the consciousness of the planet in that regard. Not that you're the only one, but it's not sheer entertainment. It goes beyond that. It's a helpful mode of communication that you're doing. So I would suggest that you're probably more than likely going to succeed into the higher ranks of the competition, and by the grace of God, go, you know, become a visible participant
on
the show. As far as the maternity leave goes, where you're at is temporary. That's not the essence of why you're on the planet. That's not the purpose of why you came back so you could work in a realty office. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at sheer survival, and we incorporate that as you going on a cruise, those things are sort of superficial. They don't mean that much. The real meaning of your life is the signing. Now, I think the universe is going to back you up on that. That's my prediction. As far as maintaining you throughout the ordeal, the universe would also have an obligation to maintain you, because how can you starve if you're, you know, how can you do that if you're dead? So I think it's going to level out. It's going to level out. So you're going to, you know, it's a rowboat with a motor at the end. You're going to do some rowing and you're going to do some motoring. And I think all in time, things should work out, especially at this 60 age group you're going into, which advances you up, even up until the first chapter of 63 on this line of energy at this point.
So question, I don't know if you want to respond to that, Andrea, but if you don't, I mean, you can, then I want to say something.
I know, it sounds great to me. I mean, he's kind of like hit the nail on the head, so.
Yeah, what I think, I mean, first of all, how many times have you auditioned for America's Got Talent so far?
I think this is my 8th season, so sometimes 3 times in one season, so quite a few times.
So you have never been on the show? 8
Never.
7, 8. You have an 8 in your day. You know, it's difficult because a show like that, I don't watch that show, but I know that what they do is they have outlandish. I mean, it's kind of like a variety show.
Glorified Gong show.
Exactly. It's like an old fashioned variety show or like the Gong show where they have, you know, some really bad acts, and then they have acts. I mean, I don't know. It's kind
of a lot
of
good acts, but a lot of good acts don't come from America. They come from out of the country, which is it's America's Got Talent.
Right. And they do like, there's like people that do like acrobat type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of, when they do carnivals, there's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of a spectacle.
Yeah.
A spectacle. So, I mean, the thing about your type of talent is, I mean, whether they want to raise awareness on that show for the deaf is going to be, you know, that's the contingency. And because you're not going to be in the pile of contestants that are the bad act, you're going to be in the good pile. And so is your act good enough to be in that grouping of the acts that they want to feature as good and real competitors? Because it would be insulting to the deaf community to have you in that other grouping. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, last year they actually had a deaf comedian, but she didn't make it to the finale. But she was on there, and then a few years ago they had a deaf singer, so it's not they were opposed to it, which is a good thing.
There's an art form to your role playing in this regard, and it has to do with the attitude of hand gesture, body movement, and there's a graceful element. It's almost like watching a ballet in silence. So there's a certain aspect of the energy of that will just put out energy aside from the mild prediction. We'll put out a prayer and energy for you that you get on the show and you make history. Other than that, I think you're going to survive. I wouldn't worry. Where are you going on a cruise?
Job.
What's your cruise all about? Real quickly, we got
so it's my birthday cruise. It leaves from Puerto Rico. It goes to through all the Caribbean and comes back. So I'm gone for a week.
What cruise line?
It's Norwegian.
Norwegian. Oh, I think you told us that already. Now, I mean, I think that's going to be all fine. The only other thing that I want to say is that, you know, I know you're not ready to have a new career because you're at the kind of tail end. You want to just get a job and kind of work the rest of the years that you have until you're ready to retire. But I don't know if you've ever considered a career or, doing something with the deaf. I mean, you have that gift. And if you're here to, you know, share that gift with the world and help, applying that in some way to your job, I don't know what
you could
do.
Yeah, you could open up the whole thing, artistic silent movement.
Yeah, I've just been out of it for so long that my skills are not as good as it used to be, so I just stick with the music.
I see. Well, I mean, you could train even people that are not deaf to do what you do. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could do.
Yeah.
So that's an idea just to throw out there. But
okay.
Anyway, keep in touch, Andrea. Let us know what happens.
Oh, I will, for sure.
Okay.
Be safe out there with all those rains. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, be safe with all the rain out there. So.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll talk after I get back.
Sounds good. Have a good cruise.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. 651. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, sorry, Emma. I was on speaker.
Hi. Are you there now?
This is Christiana. Yeah, this is Christiana.
Okay. Christiana with CH?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay. All right.
What's your birthday?
1/13/86.
Another birthday coming up around the corner. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Do I ask a question?
Yep.
You can do what you want. I mean, I remember your name. I know we've spoken with you in the past, but I don't remember what it was about. Christiana. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just asking. I know it's not the most specific, but I was wondering if there was like a guide or someone that had a message for me.
A message for you. Okay, hold on. So, what am I doing? 31. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to figure out. So just real quick, I don't know if we asked you this the last time we spoke, Christiana, but you would have had a change at the age of 31 in 2017. 2017, there would have been a change. Can you go back to that year and identify a change that would have occurred?
I mean, I know, I'm not sure if it was exactly around that time, but I know that at least in my late 20s to early 30s, I had a big shift in personality, I guess, from some trauma, and just the way I was really shifted, and I didn't quite like it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of non-specific, but I don't know. I'm seeing, first of all, I just want to say I'm seeing, like, for some reason, like, old artifacts around her, or statues. Do you do any kind of artwork or sculpting or anything like that, or have sculptures?
I have statues. I have I work with some goddesses and saints and stuff.
That's what I'm seeing. Okay, so that's just to start off, that's the message that I'm getting as a baseline.
Okay, so
something.
When
go
you
ahead.
Said messages from the other side, I started seeing things, you know, it might sound silly, but I started seeing things like fairies and blue angels and, you know, things that you see in fantasy films. When the fairy comes down to Pinocchio or the fairy comes down to Willow, So you'd work with gods and goddesses. What's happening, Christiana, is that apparently your work on the planet, which transcends the barriers of the physical realm, have been addressed by the outer realms. Those outer realms have inhabitants that we might classify in our terminology as fairies or gods or goddesses, but indeed there are inhabitants in the astral realm that do exist, that do interconnect with humans. What I'm getting is that, I know it might sound silly to you, but I'm going to say it anyways, it seems as though in crude human language, some kind of blue fairy or some kind of entity is going to put a blessing on you this year. What that blessing is, I don't know. They've got a magic wand. If we turn this into sort of kind of cinematic terminology, let's just go there for a second. If they've got a magic wand, they decide to bless you, they're going to. So you have some kind of blessing going up. Now, the only thing they relate to in terms of broadening the vision is they show me a treasure chest. And this treasure chest would be suggestive of jewels, money. I don't know how that translates from their world to ours, but that's what they're going to bestow upon you. And you're going to be hearing in a dream from a dead relative. Well, dead on the physical term. But you'll have a dream about someone who's crossed over. It seems to be a woman. I don't know if it's a mother or a past life mother. I mean, you're only 36 years old.
A grandmother.
But you're going to be hearing through the channels of sleep this message from this woman. And the woman will give you a sort of fanciful array of images that might pertain to a dream that you're just having, and it's kind of wild. But that's going to happen. And when that happens, call us back. But until then, there seems to be a blessing from the other side that maybe you don't even think you deserve, but it's going to come.
Right.
And it might come in the form of money.
Oh, you think it could come in form of money?
Maybe.
I mean, the treasure chest could be symbolic, too. I mean, in terms of maybe her opening her spiritual gifts. Do you do any type of, I mean, well, you said you work with gods and goddesses. So do you do spiritual work?
Some psychic readings. I've done some life coaching.
Okay.
Yep.
Psychic readings and life coaching.
What it might imply, do you gauge some kind of income from this?
It's been a real struggle. So not really.
So maybe an increase.
Well, you might encounter, it might start off that you encounter a man. It's probably non-romantic, but he likes what you say to him. And he gives you a larger, do you ask for donations or do you set a price, may we ask?
I set a price. I charge per minute. Well,
he may double it.
You charge per minute. Are you on like a keen or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do private readings.
Okay, so this guy, whether he might be doing the private reading and he doubles your asking price. And then he spreads a word to others about you that you're pretty good. And that might be where some of this is manifested.
Yeah, it could also be that I have a boyfriend and some of my family and friends are working on mining in Africa, and they're mining gold
now.
So that might have something to do with it.
Well, it definitely does. It does as a validation in the imagery. So it does definitely validate it. Whether it becomes manifested into an actual money, the expectations are high, but not sound yet. But that's the other thing. And I want you to understand something before we go on to the next caller. You need to, unless you want to say something.
No, we have, I mean, we don't need to rush. We
oh,
have
I didn't
time.
Know.
Yeah, you're rushing.
You have to, oh, I thought you said we had a long list of callers.
We have three callers. We have an hour show.
Oh. you need, now, I'm going to say a word to you, and I want you to listen to it very carefully. The word is pitch. You need to understand the manifestations of how pitch comes to our ears. So you go on and listen to notes. You don't have to live. You just need to listen to anything that is in audible terms pertaining to a pitch. Not a P,
okay.
Not a B. If you want to listen to a bitch, then I suggest you go elsewhere. But this is for pitch.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Because the tone will create a vibration in your brain, in your ear, which will channel through all the channels, go into your third eye, and increase your abilities.
So let her respond. Let's have her respond. Christiana.
That would make sense. I like to sing, so and I'm an auditory. That's where I get a lot of my messages.
Yeah.
Okay, so just do what we're saying. You want to say something, throw something at her.
Oh, I have thrown some things at her. She validated them.
Well,
I don't know what
else.
I have a glass of cappuccino.
Well, don't throw that at her. It's going to go on the computer screen.
Oh, I wanted to mention, too, that it's not silly that you mentioned the fairy, because I have been told I have fairies around me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The cinematic kind of vibe.
I don't think it's silly, Christiana. I'm just thinking of those callers out there that are choking on listening to me when I say those things.
Well,
you
yeah,
know,
because it sounds more fanciful.
You know, people think,
fanciful.
Oh boy, another psychic talking about fairies.
But I mean, but let's track the reading. The first thing that came in for me was the fact that you work with artifacts or statues. I was getting that art. I didn't know if it was art or if you did stuff with
art,
you know.
Too.
Oh, you do also do art. So that's a double hitter. Mm-hmm. Then Neil started talking about fairies. That kind of ties in with all of it. And it just, you know, everything makes sense. As far as the pitch is concerned, I mean, you know, singing is great. Singing is great. Do you do anything with, like, bowls or chimes?
Yes,
or anything?
I do.
Okay. So
bowls.
That's your singing bowl, like singing bowls?
Mm-hmm.
And the difference with
yes.
those, I mean, obviously the voice has overtones too, especially if it's well produced. But with singing bowls, you're really dealing with not only the core pitch, but many different overtones. So there's layers and layers on those singing bowls of you know, and harmonics and all this. So there are multi-layered tones that you're dealing with. And that's going to help you in your spiritual work. What? Say that again.
Oh, I just love the bowls and the sound healing. I really enjoy.
Yeah. So we're.
You know,
we're,
it was many, many, many years ago, probably 40 years ago, before we were educated about proper sexuality. I was doing a reading with this gay guy. I was young. I was in my 30s. And I said, and I meant it the way I meant it to you. I said, you're surrounded by fairies. And he said, how did you know? So, you know, I got to be careful. We've changed our terminology. So, you know, now when we say fairies, we don't use that typical stereotype language. I mean, some people love the stereotype words. They don't care, queer, gay, whatever. I mean, back in the day, if you called somebody queer, it was insulting. Now it's okay. So when you called somebody back in the 50s a fairy, it meant, oh, he was a homosexual. So you got to be careful with these words. But I don't mean to imply that you're going to be attacked by a lot of gay men. You will have a real fairy around you. Maybe you'll have gay men, too. Who knows?
Maybe.
Gay men are fine. I like gay men.
Yeah. Well, the more clients you can have, the more diversity, the more diverse they'll be, you know, hopefully. So all inclusive. Is there anything else you want to ask before we move on to next caller, Christiana?
Sure, since you're offering.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering about moving. Do you see me moving this year into my own place?
First of all, where are you located?
Moving.
Oh. I'm in White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Because that sounds like it's a beautiful place. White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Is it as picturesque as the name suggests? No.
Well, right
okay.
now it's covered in snow, so it's kind of like a winter wonderland. So I guess, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. In the summer, is it nice? Or is, I mean, is this more
rural area? Especially if you go to like, especially if you go to a park or in a lake or go up towards like Pine City and there's a rivers and lots of trees and stuff like that. I used to live out there, so.
So are you, you said you want to get your own place. So assuming you're going to stay in the same area, but want to live on your own or.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Just as long as it's my place, and definitely stay in Minnesota.
But the income is a problem.
Yes, that's why I've applied for some affordable housing and like Section 8 and different waiting lists.
Do you have any kids?
I did. I had a baby boy that lived to be 8 months. And then I had a miscarriage about a year ago.
So you had a child at 8 months?
What?
Your child, you said you had a baby that lived to be about 8 months. So you dealt with the passing of a child?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Well, that is coming through. I felt like you had children. Then there's a miscarriage. When did that occur? I know we're kind of veering off the topic of moving, but when did that occur?
The miscarriage or my son Taylor passing?
Both.
The miscarriage was about a year ago, a little over a year, and then Taylor passed about 8 years ago.
8 years ago, you would have been. Seven, eight. So about 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a dark, 29 is a dark number in our estimation. So interesting that happened. That we're really sorry about that. How did he die? Was it like a sudden infant death syndrome or something like that?
No, he had a birth defect and he spent his whole life in the hospital.
Birth defect. Anything with breathing?
Mm-hmm.
Problems with breathing?
Yeah, he did.
So I went to SIDS first because that would be, you know, a problem with breathing, but you said he was birth defect, so I moved it over to the birth defect of being a breathing, something problematic with his breathing. Okay.
That was part of it. It was kind of a host of different complications.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's hard.
Okay. So as far as, he's around you. As far as a move is concerned, I think that she will, in fact, move.
Well,
get approved for affordable housing in the coming year, and I don't know.
You're 36 years old, Mel.
What?
Are you 36 years old now?
Yeah, I'll be 37 on the 13th.
Yeah. Well, the thing about 36 is that your master number is 4. So 4 is now, 36 is now divisible by 4 by 9.
Right.
And what this suggests, because it's a multiple, even though 31 is not divisible by 4, but 36 is,
What this suggests is that you probably have to make a move because it's on a timeline. And you've gone through 9 cycles of your master number. Now, what'd you call him? Taylor? Was that the child's name?
Yeah, Taylor. That's the one that lived for 8 months.
Yeah. Taylor reminds me of the character in Planet of the Apes. His name was Taylor, Charlton Heston. Forget about it, but that's what it reminds me of.
Okay.
But you see, he went at 8 months, 1 month shy of conception. You're not really 1 month shy of conception, but you're on a zone right now that's a multiple of your master number by 9. And 9 and 4 together becomes a 13, which is a 4 again. Now, in this regard, I think you're probably going to be moving, but the attitude of your move will be also connected to 2 souls on the other side. So, in other words, there's 2 souls on the other side that are going to be accompanying your move. I can't figure out who they are. I don't know if it's a grandparents or an aunt or an uncle, but anyways, there seems to be 2 souls reaching out at this moment, telling me that you're going to be making a move and there's going to be a new circle of people around you during this move. And in other words, where you move to, there'll be a different circle of people around you, and it changes the whole chemistry of your tribal experience.
Awesome. And I've been looking for that, searching for that.
Yeah, that's coming up. And it seems as though, I wouldn't say it's a coven, but it seems as though these individuals group with you on a tribal level. And it increases the frequency of your third eye perception. So it seems like you...
Yeah, I've definitely been looking for it. Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
awesome.
So that's where it seems to be going. We could be looking at the beginning of March, but I don't know the month. I'm just throwing it out for your sake. I wouldn't stick to it. But that's where it seems to be going. And if you have... Are your grandparents deceased?
Yes, they are.
Were they close to you? Did they admire you or anything?
They passed when I was when I was a toddler, so I wouldn't say that I was close to them.
No, I haven't got it. You're surrounded by ancestors, and it probably goes back in time to different lifetimes, even when you were in Indian tribes, because I'm seeing a buffalo head. And even though your name suggests maybe Sweden or Norway or Germany, Christiana, you have a past life in an Indian tribal
Native
setting.
American. When she's right in the heart of Native American.
Yeah.
You know,
so I would probably, if I were you, just for the heck of it, for fun, listen to Indian chants. You know, listen to American Indian music.
Okay, so not like India, but Native American?
Yeah, Native American. Because it's going to ignite a past life remembrance when you were actually in the tribe. I'm hoping that you find the right music. And you danced. Mystical dance. Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, Christiana.
Like
well, hopefully you got something out of the reading, and we appreciate you calling the show.
I did. Thank you.
Thanks.
You both.
You're welcome. Thanks. And Christiana can join us on Facebook on our Facebook pages.
Yeah, she should probably join us. Is she listening?
Yeah.
She should join us.
I know. She should, the shows, or like the page.
Join us and follow us, and we'll follow you, you know.
Make it a habit.
You're not Catholic, but we can make it a habit.
She
Maybe
might be Christiana.
Catholic.
Okay. Habit, yes. For those of you who don't know, a habit is the veil.
It's where rabbits live. They live in rabbits live in habits.
Okay, 805. I'm not sure if 805 wants to speak with us. Do you?
My friend Arya, I heard a yelling at you.
What the hell is going on? 805, hello.
Hi there, hello.
Hi, you're on there.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
So I do have one question, which is just kind of what is my purpose and career path? And my birthday is 4/15/77.
Okay, but what's your name?
My name's Jennifer. Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer.
34/7, great number.
No, she's not a 36/11/21. She's a 35/8 here.
9/10. She's 4/15.
My mistake. She is a 34/7. She is a 34/7.
You got a
I'm
great number.
I'm a 34/7.
Well, let's we can travel through time. First of all, let's add up slowly here because I'm slow today. 2011, you would have had a change. So that's your karmic number. Your whole birth date adds up to 34, right? So you add all the numbers,
mm-hmm.
your code, you're 45 now, which is actually your first and third numbers. In 2011, you would have been 34. And at that time
mm-hmm.
you had a change. So let's go there first. We can explain more about the number system in a moment. But what happened at 34, Jennifer?
Everything. I started a business. We bought a fixer-upper, and I got pregnant with my first child.
Okay. I thought it was going to be a child, but there was all kinds of stuff. Started business, bought a fixer-upper.
What kind of business?
Anything in the – go ahead.
I had a coffee shop at that time.
Okay. But I'm feeling like you might do other work, spiritual work. You're 34/7. So there's got to be you're calling a psychic show, but that doesn't mean you're spiritual necessarily, but there's got to be some higher interest in spirituality. Your life goes in increments of seven. So there's a change every 7 years from birth to death, but because 34 isn't divisible by seven, you have changes every year henceforth after the age of 34, which I don't know, for some reason, I always have a hard time calculating that. I get confused. See, I couldn't even add up your birthday correctly. I added it wrong for some reason. Big thought fixture upper had your first child. So question about that. In terms of your spirituality and your work, is there anything there that is combined?
I've always just wanted to help make the world a better place. So I taught in a correctional facility for teenage boys. And they said, if you really want to help us, don't you just give us jobs? And so the idea was to open a business that would not look at criminal records and give youth, at-risk youth, kind of job skills to go into the world and have more choices.
Okay, so you are in the right category because you're on the planet.
Bullseye.
Planet.
Bullseye. That's a seven.
Yeah,
that's
a seven. You're helping you're in the world helping other people in the world have a better life and supporting their progress. So that's what a seven does. Are you currently working in a correctional facility or working
No, I take care of my two kids and we homeschool part-time.
Okay, so you're busy with your own life right now, but you're asking what you're meant to do. So you're looking to maybe get a job at this point?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Well, I would say the best advice that I could give as far as what you should be doing right now is, how old are your boys? How old are your boys?
I have two girls. They're 10 and 7.
I thought you said boys. Okay, 10 and 7.
Okay.
They're young. I mean, it's hard
mm-hmm.
because you want to do something where you're going to be available to them because you're raising them, you're homeschooling them. So you've got to be, they're your first priority. But on the same token, being, contributing on a higher level you know, besides your own family is an important thing for a seven to do. So I would suggest that you start to explore what it is you want to do to be of service to the planet and figure out what it is you can do on a part-time basis so you can still, you know, maintain that commitment to your family. Would you consider getting back into rehabilitating teenage boys?
No, I'm done with that for now. I've transitioned to, like, I write and act for fun, and I was wondering if that was a career possibility or if that should just stay a hobby and
what
stay
is
there.
What is it?
I like acting and writing, and I don't know if there's any career path there or if that's just going to be a hobby.
Are you located? Are you in?
It's San Luis Obispo, California.
Okay.
Where?
San Luis Obispo.
Jennifer.
That's not.
There's a couple of things I want to put into this. Number one, your master number is seven, and you have two sevens in your birth date, which actually comes to in mathematical equation 21-3, which is a certain energy of triangular energy. Now, you have two zones you're working on. The first zone is your personal zone, your family, just your home-centered interests, if you have a husband, at least your children, your family, and, you know, your daily routine. That's one zone you have. That zone will not transcend you. That's your karmic zone of being on the planet and things you have to obligated to do and experience. If you're talking about your purpose, we have to go to a different zone. Your purpose is different than your physical obligation on just having children. If you're talking about purpose and you're mentioning writing, then I would suggest that you work on a play wherein you incorporate in that screenplay writing, whether it's a movie or a play, a situation that involves perhaps institutionalized boys and their dramas. You could make it a fantasy. You could make it realism. You could make it instructional. You can do whatever you want. But your purpose to write as a hobby or a pastime, I'm suggesting it's your purpose in life. And the purpose of this lifetime endeavor at this point would be that you just don't write to entertain, you write to teach and inspire. Now, you have a great task ahead of you if you follow these words, because now you've got to consider that your writing is on a highly elevated level of what your purpose is. You just scratched the surface of dealing with institutionalized facilities for teenage boys. You just scratched the surface. You're not going to graduate yet. But if you express this in an art form, however you want to do it, it doesn't matter. You're getting now into the purpose of your life.
So question, Jennifer, you know, with the acting, is that something, that's not something that is going to lift you to a higher transcendent level. The writing, what Neil's talking about, is that something that interests you, or are you saying, that's not really what I had in mind?
I love writing, and I'd love to do that.
Oh, that's great. So that's good. Now, I'm getting a 9 around you real quick. What are the birth dates of your children, and are you married, husband?
Yeah, I have a husband. He's 10/31/80, and my kids are 5/24/12 and 7/2/15.
12. Just 7/2/2015. Okay,
yeah.
3/4/5.
5/21/12 and who?
5/24/12 or 5/21/12?
Yes. 24.
24.
24/12 and that's the other.
And 7/2/15. So yeah, she's throwing them out us really fast. Your husband has a 9, so his 1980 becomes a 9. That's probably where the 9's coming from, but I haven't added everything up. 5/15,
3/5.
So he has a strong vocal chakra. 7/11, 12/13, 14/15, 16/7. and 789. Your son, my daughter has a 9, the 7-2-2015. I keep saying son. I don't know why I keep saying son. 16,
7.
She's a 16-7. 14. 19. So they're 19. What do they become together?
Become
6, 8. But they become an 8 together, though, all of them, right? 14. They're all an 8 together. But there are 9s, outstanding 9s in their birth dates. And...
They're all put together to become a 27.
Is that... Do they?
July 24, 2012 and 7-2-2015.
Yeah, but so adding her 7, 21, 26. We have 2 7s, a 5, and a 7. Isn't that right?
So we have a 7, an 8.
Oh, what did
five,
I do? Again, I. So that's the 9. 27, 9. You guys become a 9 together. That's the 9.
Yeah. But it's 7-2. They inverted 7-2, which is the month and day of the other child.
What am I adding wrong? What birthdays? Who's the 6? Who's the 8?
The second child.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, I got it. Okay. Yeah, you all become a 9 together. So that's the outstanding 9.
But, you know, that's fine in the family unit. That's fine.
Just,
all great and dandy. But if you're talking about your purpose, aside from just earthly energies, write that screenplay or play and be creative and put your heart and soul into it and be creative with it. And it doesn't matter. I would probably suggest a screenplay because plays are hard to. I mean,
right, plays
play,
are difficult to.
But you could
get
do a screenplay
out there
on the matter and take it to any level you want. Realism, fantasy, you could do it everything you want. But that's if you're calling this show and asking for your purpose. That's it, as far as I'm concerned.
As far as the acting goes, you can dabble in acting if you want, but. The more transcendent act is going to be the writing of this.
Well, you'll be acting while you're writing because it doesn't matter. Don't worry about the acting. Right now, write.
Thank you so much. That was really helpful.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we have about four minutes left on the show, and we're fresh out of callers.
4 minutes. Do you know that 4 minutes is 240 seconds?
I do.
Let's start counting, and then by the time we get to 240, we'll sign off. Because we are a number of people. You know, as it stands, we've entered a new year.
But everybody was interested in their work life on the show today. But anyway, yes, we've entered a new year.
We've entered a
kind of
year. We're in the year 2023. I just heard that student loans may be reduced there may be something that helps the student.
Wait,
being passed. They won't know for about 60 days.
What did you hear about that?
I just heard about it.
Moses
told me.
Well, no, I didn't know. I was wondering about that yesterday, actually.
So for those students out there that are looking for a break of $20,000, it's still up in the air. What they may do if they don't pass that bill is they may reduce the bill according to one's income. So you may only have to pay 5%. Instead of 10,
5% of the total loan
of the
value.
Total loan.
Instead of reducing it $20,000,
yeah.
They may just do it on a percentage basis.
They may. It all depends on what they do.
Interesting.
What this has to do with our show is absolutely nothing. But it is a form of number, and it is just a newsworthy item to open up the new year.
Well, it's funny. I was wondering about this. Very, very thing yesterday, and I hadn't heard any updates. So this must have been a news story you heard on the early morning news today.
So, you know, what it really means in our terminology is we're all students, and we all have a debt to the planet. And in some form or other, we have to repay that debt.
Well, we know that we're certainly repaying our debt.
Yeah. And that is to bring unity to the planet. To enhance the planet. I mean, today I rejoice because I saved 3 insects. One was a spider. And then
that's arachnid.
Arachnia.
arachnid.
And the other was a cricket, and the other was a fly. But you know what? And I fed the birds.
I mean, that really does give me some of the greatest joys when I'm able to say that a bee or, you know, interact with the birds.
The planet.
That's, you know, a
and
nice
people
day.
Say, oh, flies are pet. You know, but they exist. And if you see a fly struggling in a pool of water, what? Get them out. What's the heck? We all belong to the planet. We all have a right to exist. So if you can put that little thought in your head and apply it to the planet and do something nice for 2023 to our fellow inhabitants on the planet, that would be much grateful. I'm sure the universe will applaud you and put a crown on your head.
Yeah, give up meat for the year.
Yeah. You know, be kind to not just to human beings and to all forms of life. Appreciate. Don't crush that snail. Watch it slide across the sidewalk. Help wherever you
Well, such an inspiring end to our show, Neil.
Yeah, it brings a tear to my eye.
I'm crying, weeping. But we are back on the air on Friday. And we were able to reach 3 people today, at least on the air. So we appreciate your calls, and hopefully we'll hear from some of you on Friday. Bye-bye.